It'll all work out. What we need is we need a strong border.
University of Utah finance professor Scott Schaefer says the longer the partial shutdown goes on, the more chance of this affecting the economy.
Firms like certainty when they're making investments.
DMBA financial planner Shane Stewart says shutdowns are usually short term.
Approximately 17% of our whole gross domestic product is government spending. So government spending technically needs to happen to have our GDP survive.
Economists say tariffs and trade wars historically have not worked in the long run. But right now, President Trump is using this as a bargaining chip.
The China talks are going very well.
All countries see that it's a global economy and you kind of rely on each other.
When President Trump was elected in November 2016, the stock market soared to a new high. Zions Bank senior economist Robert Spendlove says the markets liked his pro-business agenda.
Now the Trump administration is trying to address some of the really tough issues. Renegotiating trade deals is a really tough issue. Trying to negotiate on the budget is a really tough issue.
He says immigration reform is crucial to the U.S. economy.
We've got a huge shortage of workers in our country.
Schaefer says Utah's economy is connected to the U.S. economy, but will weather all of this.
The prospects for Utah remain very, very bright.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.